shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a front that's dropping across our area. Right now, we are rain-free. I'll show you maybe a small chance for some rain tonight.
Families and police are looking for answers after four people were found dead in 4 days. Where the investigation stands this morning.
Former President Donald Trump will return to a Manhattan courtroom this morning after the first day of his criminal trial ended without any jurors picked.
And Caitlin Clark is leaving her college career behind to go pro the moment she was picked to play for the Indiana Fever during the WNBA draft. No surprise there as the number one pick, and they will soon experience Caitlin Clark fever. It is 4:30, everybody. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We have a little spring fever going on here, almost summertime temperatures yesterday. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. Another mild start to our day.
Yeah, it's nice and warm out there. We have this front that's dropping southward across our area, and it looked like at least at some point we had some scattered storms that were over there in our northeastern counties. Those have dissipated. This front will sink southward across our area today and maybe the focus of some showers and thunderstorms later on. We'll end up seeing mainly clear to partly cloudy skies this morning. We'll take it on out to 8 o'clock. Notice how we see a little bit of cloud cover that develops there during the afternoon. But we're looking, again, just a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight. Take a live look at Sanford, and it's nice and dry out there. Our dew point's at 53, so that's not terrible. 66 is our temperature as you're heading out the door, so it is warm. We had 89 yesterday, so it was the warmest day that we've seen so far this year. 67 in Fayetteville right now, 67 Rocky Mountain, 63 in Roxborough. So very warm start for us this morning. Our temperatures may not make it all the way into the upper 80s, but we're looking at mid 80s for highs this afternoon. And we stay dry at least through 5 o'clock.
Elizabeth, thanks. Four people have been found dead in 4 days in Goldsboro. Now police are working to determine how they died. This map shows where each person was found. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live now from the Goldsboro Police Department. And Kelsey, investigators are trying to figure out if these deaths are related to fentanyl.
Renee, investigators here at the police department are searching for answers this morning. The police chief says that there are some similarities between these deaths, but they're working to find out if they were related to fentanyl. This morning, investigators are investigating these four deaths that happened over 4 days. Richard Lane on Friday, Billy Saunders on Saturday, Chanel Alves on Saturday, and Ebony Jackson just yesterday. Chanel Alves' family spoke with WRAL as they're waiting on her autopsy results. She was a 34-year-old mother of six. Her family says she battled addiction. They have set up a GoFundMe, all while they're pushing for resources for people who are facing addictions. So we'll stay on top of all of these investigations and keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Goldsboro.
Today, the jury selection process in the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump will move forward. No jurors were seated during the trial's first day, Monday. Nearly 100 were brought into the courtroom. More than half of them were quickly dismissed because they said they didn't think they could be fair and impartial. Some decisions were made during the first day. The judge ruled the infamous Access Hollywood tape will not be played, but prosecutors can use a transcript. A former Playboy model who says she had an affair with Trump will be allowed to testify. And the former president will be in North Carolina Saturday. His campaign team says he'll be holding a rally at the Aero Center in Wilmington. He's scheduled to speak at 7 p.m.
A 22-year-old Wake County man is in jail, charged with kidnapping and raping a 12-year-old girl. The two met on the gaming app Discord. Authorities say Preston Baker took the girl Saturday from her Durham neighborhood and drove her to the coast and back. Authorities say he admitted to sexually assaulting her during that time. However, in court yesterday, his lawyer said this is not a random act, that the girl and Baker were in a relationship, and she was posing as a 19-year-old East Carolina University student. Baker is behind bars on a $1.5 million bond.
An off-duty police officer is credited with saving the life of a man who was hit with a machete by another man at a laundromat. Hope Mills police say this off-duty officer saw the attack happening at the wash house on South Main Street Friday afternoon. He says one man was using a machete to hit the other, causing serious injuries to that man's head. The off-duty officer was able to stop the attack and take the man with the machete into custody. James McIntyre is now facing charges, including attempted murder.
Surveillance video shows the moments a plane made an emergency landing in a Rocky Mount neighborhood. We first brought you the story as breaking news yesterday morning. The single-engine Cessna crashed onto Raleigh Boulevard. Surveillance video from a nearby gas station shows the plane just a few feet off the ground, and it narrowly missed a car that was driving in the opposite direction. Luckily, no one was hurt. The FAA should have a preliminary report on what happened within the next few days.
Parents of Harnett County students who were on a bus that overturned are questioning the school system's response to the accident. Sky 5 was over that scene yesterday on Birds Mill Road. Six students and the driver got off the bus and after it ran off the road and flipped on its side there. A highway patrol says the driver was going too fast around a curve. None of the students was taken to the hospital from that scene, but at least one parent took their child to be checked out. Bobby Thomas says his 14-year-old daughter has bruises and cuts all over her body and a concussion.
She said, "Dad," I kept telling them, "my head's hurting. It's pounding. Can y'all check my head?" And she said the only thing that they seemed to be concerned with were the scrapes and nicks.
Thomas says there was a lot of confusion. He says he doesn't think the school system followed proper procedures after the crash. The school district released a statement to WRL saying it takes accidents like this very seriously. EMS looked at each student on board before releasing them to the parents yesterday. They went on to say they'll continue to review the matter and wish speedy recoveries to all the students.
Today, city leaders in Raleigh will consider plans for more affordable housing. The proposal is for $6.5 million in funds to be used to help build three developments. Those projects would be on Hope Street, Lorimer Road, and Creech Road. They would create 230 housing units for low-income seniors. City Council meets at 1 this afternoon.
Goldsboro is testing its water to comply with new drinking water regulations from the EPA. Cities have 3 years to comply with the new rules. This is about cracking down on PFAS, the forever chemicals found in water. As a first step, Goldsboro will test its water and pursue grants for further testing. They will then look into new treatment options.
The search for a new chancellor continues at North Carolina Central University. The search advisory committee looking for a replacement for Johnson Akinleo will hold a public meeting about the search today. That's happening this morning at 11. Akinleo announced last month he will retire at the end of the academic year. He's been North Carolina Central's chancellor for nearly 8 years.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
Surprise there at the top of the WNBA draft, right? Caitlin Clark is now joining the Indiana Fever. The all-time leading scorer in college history is already making a splash at the pro level. According to TickPick, three times the number of WNBA tickets have been sold for this season compared to this time last year. The average price of those tickets has more than doubled.
NC State's basketball teams are still getting a lot of love from Wolfpack Nation. A huge crowd gathered at the Bell Tower last night to honor the players for their Final Four runs and celebrate alongside them. After a magical month of basketball, fans are still basking in the success of both teams. Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin proclaimed April 15th as NC State Men and Women's Basketball Day.
4:38 is the time right now. A warning this morning about the potential dangers of melatonin. What the makers of the supplements are being asked to do as the number of children sent to the ER after accidentally taking melatonin is rising.
And the countdown is on to the Summer Olympic Games in Paris. A look at the journey the Olympic torch will take after it's lit today in Greece.
And this is a live look right down Salem Street in Apex this morning. We have another warm, dry day ahead. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us to tell us about the front she's tracking.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It's 4:42 and we're taking a live look at Wilson this morning. Nice and calm. The whirligigs are almost still out there this morning. Temperatures are feeling good. 67 is 66 in Durham and 67 in Fayetteville. So it's a nice mild start this morning. We're mostly clear. We have a cold front that's going to drop in on us and maybe bring us an isolated shower later on this evening. But looks like most of the day today is going to be dry. Definitely the morning commute is going to be quiet for us. Mostly clear, comfortable with temperatures in the mid 60s as you're heading out the door. School day forecast. It's going to be another hot one. It's like likely to be dry through the afternoon. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s. But once we get closer to dinner time, that front slips a little farther south. We may end up with an isolated shower or thunderstorm. I'll walk you through the timeline for that in just a few minutes.
Elizabeth, thanks. New this morning, an effort to ban TikTok could be up for a House vote this week. This bill is different than the one the chamber passed last month with strong bipartisan support. This time, sources say the ban is tucked into four different bills that address Democrats' foreign aid priorities. Three of the bills have aid for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine. This means the Senate will be more likely to pass them, unlike last month's TikTok bill that they have yet to take up. Supporters of the ban say the app is a national security threat. Opponents say the platform helps small businesses and provides education and entertainment.
A Marine veteran used a Molotov cocktail to firebomb a Planned Parenthood clinic and is now facing 9 years in jail. Federal prosecutors say Chance Brannon attacked a clinic in California in 2022 in an effort to start a race war. He pleaded guilty last year. A judge handed down the 9-year sentence Monday. Two other men who also pleaded guilty to charges related to the case will be sentenced next month.
A chilling discovery off the coast of Brazil. Authorities say they found at least 20 bodies in a boat. Brazilian authorities say the boat was discovered Saturday off the country's northeastern coast. They say they aren't sure where the bodies came from or how many people died on the boat. Local authorities say there have been no recent reports of missing people.
The Supreme Court says a ban on gender-affirming care can be enforced in Idaho. The law bans treatments like puberty blockers and hormone therapy for transgender teens. It can now go into effect statewide, but not against the two people who challenged it. The court's three liberal justices objected, saying the law should be blocked in full.
A health alert for parents who use melatonin. The number of children going to the ER after accidentally taking melatonin supplements is going up. The CDC recently found 11,000 children went to the ER between 2019 and 2022 after taking melatonin while unsupervised. The makers of those supplements are now being asked to tighten their standards. The Council for Responsible Nutrition says they should add child deterrent packaging and improve the safety warnings on their labels. As a dietary supplement, melatonin is not federally regulated.
New this morning, we have a recall to tell you about concerning a brand of gluten-free mini bagels. Feel Good Foods is recalling the bagels nationwide because of cross-contamination. The company received one report of an adverse reaction to gluten. The affected products include gluten-free plain and everything-flavored cream cheese stuffed bagels. Both products have Best Buy dates from May 29, 2024 to September 17, 2025.
If you use Verizon, you may soon be getting paid as part of a recent settlement. Some people who had accounts from January 2016 through early November 2023 will get the payments. It's part of a settlement for $100 million. The lawsuit claimed Verizon falsely advertised lower monthly rates than it actually charged customers. The company did not disclose some hidden fees. Customers will be paid up to $100 depending on how many months they were charged the extra amount.
Work is underway in Nash County to build a new roundabout. It's in Rocky Mount, and crews will reconstruct the intersection of Grayson Road and Cunningham Drive. Construction is expected to last about 2 weeks. Another roundabout will be built a couple minutes away at the intersection of Waterloo Drive and Roundtree Road. In all, the projects cost just under $400,000.
Sun Country Airlines is moving to Terminal 1 at Raleigh-Durham International Airport. The move goes into effect tomorrow when the airline resumes its seasonal service. RDU is seeing major growth. The airport has added 4 new airlines, 25 new destinations, 49 new routes, and set a record for passenger traffic last year.
Closing in on the 100-day mark of the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. Today, the Olympic torch is set to be lit in Olympia, Greece, ahead of an epic journey to Paris. Checking out a historic French vessel planned to carry the Olympic flame from Greece to France was spotted Monday in a Greek port right near the birthplace of the Games. The 19th century ship will set sail later this month.
So the ship is from 1896, the same age as Olympic Games. So with Fondation Belém Caisse d'Epargne, we are very proud to can carry the flame for the first time by the sea.
And the ship is believed to be France's last surviving three-mast steel-hulled boat. It's expected to arrive in Marseille on May 8th. And from there, 10,000 torchbearers will carry it across 64 French territories until its final destination at the Olympic Games.
13 years ago today, a major tornado outbreak left a trail of devastation across North Carolina. 24 people died and hundreds more were hurt. In Raleigh, one of the hardest hit areas was Stony Brook North Mobile Home Park. A tornado there destroyed 27 homes and killed four children. 30 tornadoes hit the state that day. It's the most tornadoes ever in a single day in North Carolina.
4:48 the time right now. We are always on the lookout for severe weather this time of year. But Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center, not today.
No, things are looking pretty good. Yesterday, it looked like we might have some severe storms for this afternoon, but things are looking pretty good. As a matter of fact, we're dry here on dual Doppler 5000 radar. Just a little bit of what we call ground clutter that happens when we have clear skies. We can take a live look at Sanford this morning, and skies are clear. It feels pleasant, 66 degrees, and we'll hold it in the 60s all the way up until around 10 a.m. We'll be in the upper 70s at lunchtime, which is going to be very, very pleasant. But temperatures this afternoon will definitely be on the warm side. We have the top of the tower lit in blue this morning for clear skies. And we check out our temperatures at 63 in Roxboro, 64 Goldsboro, 67 Fayetteville, and in Southern Pine. So pretty uniform and a little warmer than yesterday, anywhere from 5 to almost 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. We had some 60s yesterday, but it's a little warmer in spots. Dew point still feeling comfortable. Our dew point in the 50s when our highs are in the 80s still feels very comfortable. It's when we start to get those dew points into the 60s that it starts to feel, you know, a little bit less tolerable. And we may end up with that number climbing today, especially as we see the potential for some scattered showers and a little bit of moisture ahead of that. But feeling comfortable Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and tolerable is just that. I mean, it's not going to feel terrible out there for today. Lunch outside, absolutely. We'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies at noon and 78 degrees. And with fairly low humidity, it's going to be a really nice day to spend your lunch hour outside or, you know, grab one of those outdoor tables if you can. 86 degrees in Raleigh this afternoon, 85 in Durham, and 90 in Fayetteville. So it may be just a couple of degrees cooler than yesterday, but it's not going to be a significant difference. We had 89 yesterday, looking at 86 for today. Our normal high is 73, but we're going to hold it in the 80s all the way through Saturday. Our pollen counts at last check were very high, but not for the yellow pine pollen. So that has started to taper off. Mulberry, oak, ash, and maple still out there, potentially causing some problems for folks. But the tree pollen does tend to really taper off toward the end of the month. So we'll give it another couple more weeks and we should be fine. But again, the pine pollen, the stuff that makes such a mess on your porch and on your car, is really starting to taper off, which is good news for a lot of us. We have a cold front that's going to be dropping in on us for today. And that cold front could bring us a few thunderstorms this evening. This morning, certainly, we're nice and dry. That front will sit to our south-ish for a bit. And as it starts to lift northward right around dinner time or just after, we'll see the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms, especially in our southern counties. That's the way it's looking right now. And it should be out of here just after midnight. Temperatures, as I mentioned, are going to be on the warm side through Saturday. We do have the chance of some showers or thunderstorms over the weekend. I'm going to go over that for you hour by hour in just a few minutes.
Elizabeth, thanks. High school robotics teams from our area are getting ready to put their creations to the test at a national competition. We'll show you their battle bots next.
Also this week, you have a chance to see the first major meteor shower of spring. We'll tell you when that will peak.
If you look up at the sky this week, you may see some shooting stars. The oldest known meteor shower, the Lyrids, is peaking. NASA recommends finding a dark area and then lying flat on your back with your feet facing east. In general, about 10 to 20 meteors can be seen per hour during the peak, which is set for Saturday. But as many as 100 per hour have been recorded.
An airport in the U.S. tops the list for the busiest airport in the world. A new report shows Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport ranks number one. The airport saw over 100 million passengers last year. Dallas-Fort Worth Airport is number three. Denver dropped down to number six. And Los Angeles International and Chicago's O'Hare also made the top 10.
Robotics teams from Fuquay Varina High and Cary High are headed to Texas for a national competition. Students will compete to design and create the coding, which makes these bots battle ready. 13 teams from North Carolina are headed to Houston, including the Robo Eagles of Cary High School and Slice from Fuquay Varina High School. The competition starts tomorrow.
SPCA of Wake County is putting their pups in pajamas. The promotion here is called Dogs in Ducky Pajamas. All adult dog adoptions will include a pair of those puppy PJs. The SPCA says dogs in shelters are often misunderstood, so they're hoping the pajamas will demonstrate how sweet they are. The promotion runs through the end of April and applies to all dogs 7 months and older at the SPCA of Wake County.
The PJs do make them look super snuggly. The Body Island Lighthouse on Nag's Head will reopen for climbing this Friday. The lighthouse is recognized by its unique horizontal black and white stripes. You still need a ticket. They go on sale every day at 7 a.m. Ahead on our 5 o'clock news, four bodies found in 4 days in Goldsboro. WRL's Kelsey Coffey will join us live to tell us where the investigation stands.
Plus, the FBI is now investigating the ship that caused the Key Bridge in Baltimore to collapse. This and the crews continue to recover bodies of the workers who died.
And imagine a rock-like object crashing through your roof, only to find out it fell from space. We'll tell you NASA's explanation of where this piece of debris came from.